Where does that leave things with you as far as your stock pick is concerned?
Going with TFG today, look, South African macro environment is tough. We know it's tough. Probably not going to improve anytime soon going into 2020. And TFG is probably being painted with the same brush as some of the other retailers. Yeah. But I would argue that TFG is potentially a bit more defensive. Geographically, they're a bit more diversified. So yes, they've got SA exposure, but they've also got the UK business. They've also got the Australian business. As we saw in the last result, Australian business is doing quite nicely. South African business, they benefit from the fact that around 22% of their production is domestically produced, and they're looking to take that number up to 50%. So that gives them nice flexibility in terms of if there's fashion trends, they can quickly react to that. Over and above that, they've got decent exposure to the athleisure segment. So via the Total Sports and Sports Scene divisions, we've seen just how structurally globally that's a growing segment. So Foschini has nice exposure to that. So look, if you put all of these aspects together and you have the patience to wait it out, to wait out this tough period, I think at these levels it's probably worth nibbling on, particularly because the share price has done nothing this year.
One does wonder, though, how quickly they can react locally as a manufacturer in South Africa where load shedding has resumed once again today. Andile, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio. Of course, Andile Buthelezi is with Sentio Capital.